green and white streaky kind that makes a big melon. They call it the rattlesnake, Georgia rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm.
And they have another gray kind. It's just gray looking. They claim they are shipping melon. They're a good melon to ship.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have some that's green. And all that. They just have lots of different kinds of melons. And then the pumpkins, we just grow them for the cows. We don't grow them for our use. But there's, for the last 2 years, we've been growing what they call the butternut squash. Did you ever know about them?
What's that one?
Butternut. Well, it, an average one is about that long.
About 6 or 8 inches?
Yes, 6 or 8 inches long. And it's bigger at the butt end than it is where it grows on the vine. It kind of reminds me of this. It would be small up here and big down there. And there's one right there you can go look at. Lina, Mamie brought it from Gainesville the other day when she come.
Uh-huh.
And she said it was a nice outfit, and she said you couldn't hardly cut it with an axe. Well, she bought 3 of them. The other 2's lying out here on the table. Well, the Pearl says, I don't want to cut it. If I want to cook it, I'll just take my saw and saw it. But them little butternuts are better than pumpkins. They make you think of a pumpkin. You can bake them and eat them like sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And them, I think, is the same kind, but they're a little larger, these are. A little larger and harder.
Mm-hmm. What's another kind of melon that you have besides watermelons and pumpkins?
Well, that about covers it. I have seen these old big crooked neck things they call cashews.
Mm-hmm.
They grow in the field like a pumpkin. But we not got them. My people used to grow them. About the same.
Mm-hmm. There's something called mushmelon.
Mushmelon, yeah, that's an old trait. People have had them for years and years. And mushmelons, that's right. But they're different to the pumpkin, and they're different to the watermelon.
Mm-hmm. What about cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe, well, it's kind of like the mushmelon, but it's about that big. You know, cantaloupes are small things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mushmelons would be as long as this paper, a long outfit.
Mm-hmm.
But these little cantaloupes are round.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that little umbrella-shaped thing. Springs up in the woods or fields after it rains?
Mushrooms.
Okay. Is there something similar to that? Is there any other name for that?
Mushrooms. Well, I don't know. You can see them around here, and I used to notice them in the woods when we'd go to bring in the cows after a rainy spell.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see them all about in the woods where they had sprung up like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd see an old cow kind of scenting, and she would smell that thing, and she'd go hunt it up and eat it. And eat them. But they say that some of them poison, but it may be just the human, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear something
about
toadstool or
frogfish
or something?
Yeah, yeah.
What's that?
Toadstool. Well, it's a kind of mushroom, the toadstool is. And I don't know which ones would be toadstools, to tell you the truth. But I have seen them all bigger than my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Great things. And a great big stem run up here with that on it like an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And you have seen them with a big stem down here and a little top.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the difference, huh? But Sarah, Mamie's daughter, you know, this here short girl,
yeah.
She lives at Gainesville. And, oh, she works with the health center down there. She works under a doctor and helps him do